I have so much I really, really want to do, but I have memories that are standing in my way. And I'm hoping you can give me some words to help me get over that, specifically fear of rejection. So how can we get over memories that are standing in our way?
Well, the thing is, it's all about the airtime you give to the thought. In other words, we've talked a lot about that before segment of refreshment. A belief is just a thought you keep thinking. So beliefs are thoughts that have gained momentum. Yes? That's all it is. So how does something gain momentum? By attention to it. So it seems a little like a vicious cycle. I have memories that stand in my way, but I can't stop thinking about them, and they keep standing in my way, and I can't stop thinking about them, but they stand in my way, and I can't stop thinking about them. And we don't know anyone who has ever been able to not think about that thing that they're not going to think about. I'm not going to think about that thing. 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 I don't want to think about that thing. I'm not going to think about that thing. I'm not going to think about that thing that I'm thinking about. I'm not going to think about that thing. Because when you think about that thing, it's active, and then it, people say, it doesn't feel like I'm thinking the thought. It feels like the thought is thinking me. And we say, well, you're rendezvousing with it. You have a vibration that is a grid filling in. Your grid is always filling in. So the question is, why is my grid filling in with memories that are in my way? And you see, it's not just filling in with memories that are in your way. It's filling in with current thoughts that are in your way too. So that's not really a completely accurate statement. A more accurate statement would be, Abraham, apparently I've got a habit of vibration that's on a vibrational grid spinning level that keeps letting in or bringing to me thoughts that are in my way. Well, you all know better than that now, don't you? Aren't there other words that you could say? I keep giving my attention to unwanted things. That's a better statement. I keep giving my attention to unwanted things. Some of them are past, so I call them memories. Some of them are present, so I call them mates. No, no, that's not it. That's not it. Not so much future, but past and present things that are annoying you. So we're going to put the question back to all of you, to you specifically. How can I not think about that thing I'm thinking about? Think about something else. And in the moment of thinking about it, is that the time to stop thinking about it? Depends on how much momentum, doesn't it? So sometimes I'm just going to have to accept that there's enough momentum going that I'm going to keep thinking about it. That's why it feels like my thoughts are thinking me. But I could do a better job of choosing differently by getting out ahead of it. That's what we call pre-paving. Pre-paving is finding some neutral zone, some neutral place where you're feeling better, and then deliberately getting momentum going. If you deliberately get momentum going, then other momentum on another vibrational frequency won't get going. And if you practice that different vibrational frequency often enough, then you'll get that momentum going until those memories will fade. Do you ever have memories that you just can't remember? Oh man, I used to tell that story all the time. That's all those people, their names were on the tip of my tongue all the time. I told that story. What about those jokes? I used to know a joke. I used to know a joke about that. Oh yeah, it was vibrationally a really bad joke. It no longer matches who I now am. So we don't want to say, how can you make new memories? We want to say, how can you make new activation? And it's obvious, isn't it? It's just a matter of trying. It's a matter of focusing, and it's a matter of doing it early on. Now, you're in a really good place here. You've been sitting here, you've been listening, your vibrations come up. So it would be very easy for you to talk about anything other than that. We have a question for all of you. Ooh, and it's such a good one. This is the best question of the day. Why would I, speaking from your, take this opportunity when I'm speaking with infinite intelligence? why would I deliberately activate a vibration, a question, a memory that's not up to speed with where I've already come? Well, the answer to that question, really good question, is because I, like most of my fellow humans, have believed for a long time that I have to get to the bottom of problems and ferret them out. I got to clean them out. So I got to ask about these memories that are in my way. But you're understanding more and more now that there's no bottom to anything. You don't get to the bottom of it. All you do is garner more momentum. There's no bottom. There's no bottom. There's just more momentum about the thing I don't want. So the best answer to your question is never ask that question again. Don't talk about it. Don't think about it. Don't activate it. Or you might ask yourself, am I looking for an excuse to explain why things aren't better? Since I don't really like where I am, and it seems from everything I've heard from Abraham that I deserve all that I want, and since I don't have all that I want, there must be a reason. I think I'll ask Abraham what they think the reason is. I think I know the reason. I think I've got beliefs, memories, things that have happened to me in the past that are in my way. Yeah, that must be it. That would explain why I'm not doing better. But every time you try to explain why you're not doing better, you just hold yourself on that wheel that won't let it be better. You just got to stop talking about that altogether and think about how many things that are going really, really well.
Okay. Yeah. Somewhere else.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was good.
Thank you. Yeah.
Wait, 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 wait. Wait, 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 wait.
This is my first time getting to be with you. And I've been invited to speak at a young woman's expo. Their age is 11 through 18. And I have a lot of experience around depression, bipolar, suicidal thinking. I want to make
it... should be a party.
I want to make it a party.
I have this opportunity to speak at this seminar. So, how are they identified who are coming? Is everybody coming? Who's coming?
11 to 18 year old.
But how are they identified? Who invited them there? In other
I
words,
don't
have,
know.
Have they already been labeled that by someone?
No. Some. There's a lot of topics. It's an all-day affair, and there's a lot of different topics, and because I work with county mental health, they invited me to come and talk about that.
Oh.
How can I make this a really uplifting...
Tell them you only want 10 seconds. Well, we're playing with you a little bit, but we're just bouncing off the labels that you presented. Mm-hmm. In other words, we know that in the spirit of knowing what you don't want, knowing what you do want, and don't misunderstand this, we're not for a moment suggesting that everybody should be flying high and that that's the only kind of seminar that should ever happen. But we also think that you can't uplift anyone unless you are in that place. And the problem with labels is that there is judgment, and we don't mean inappropriate judgment, but there's evaluation and opinion about the place that they are, which clutters your vibration, makes it not possible for you to connect to the stream, so you can't possibly in real time give anyone what they really want. So you have to find some way of staying aloof from your own topic.
Yes. any suggestions for that.
Do you have a label for your seminar? How long is it? How long is your presentation to be?
1 hour. And my 19-year-old daughter is tag-teaming in this with me, and her topic is bullying.
And what is the label that you are giving to your presentation?
Normal. What is normal anyway?
Well, what do you think is normal?
Society's standards.
So this is a seminar about what is, in an effort to move beyond it. So we would find a new title. We would call it The Impossible Dream. I've come to talk to you about dysfunction, and in doing so, I will certainly perpetuate it. Be a great opener. The Impossible Dream. I've been assigned to talk to you about what is. But I know with everything that I am, with every experience that I've had, with every encounter that I've had with every other individual, that as I talk to you about what is, all we do together is ensure that what is won't change much. So we have the option, say to them, of talking about what is or talking about what we prefer. And there's a lot of what is in your experience that's really, really good. I'd like to help you to focus upon the aspects of your life that are working, because I know with everything that I am, that if you will focus upon the aspects of your life that you like best, that you will achieve a, we'll find words that they will be able to, you will achieve a state of mind that will make it possible for you to live more of that. I know these things for sure. I think when I was assigned this responsibility of talking to you, they thought that somehow I would be able to wrestle you to the ground and help you see the things that you were doing wrong in order to improve your life experience, because this is a very well-meaning organization. All of us here want more than life itself, for you to live the joyous life that you were born to live. But I think all of that is wrong-headed. I think that's what's gone wrong with most child-rearing and most of society, as a matter of fact. I think that what's gone wrong with society is we are looking at problems thinking that we can solve them, and there is no possibility of ever solving a problem by looking at it. We must become solution-oriented. And solution orientation means looking at what is solved. So chronically, so succinctly, in such detail, with such vivid attention, that it dominates the way we feel about us until that takes over the life experience that we are living. And I'm thrilled to talk to you at these tender young ages, because you know more than any adult you know exactly what I'm talking about. You've been curtailed, you've been cataloged, you've been pigeonholed, you've been contained, you've been controlled, and you've been convinced that you are not perfect as you are. And I will not stand in that arena, because I see you as perfect as you are.
Beautiful.
And don't tell your mother I told you that.
Will you just come do it?
Yes. Enough?
Yes, thank you.